Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dan Rusinova, who is a wonderful, wonderful person, who is going to talk to us a little bit about Event Hub's archive and what it's good for. So this is a service, it's a relatively recent service, addition to the overall service repository in Azure. Tell us a little bit about what someone would do with this.
Sure. So Event Hub's is a telemetry streaming service. It's made for doing sub-second, massive-scale telemetry analytics. Really for data delivery, like logs and things like that.
Got it. And a lot of people use it for like IoT as well.
It's big in IoT. The service does like 4 trillion requests a week. It's a widely used big service.
I just came back from an Itron conference, and they're using it a ton for sort of like street lamps and so on. So anyway, I diverged. Go back. We'll come back here. So okay.
Great people over there.
Yeah, that's great.
So the challenge is that a lot of people, in addition to needing to do really low scale or really high scale, low latency telemetry, also need to do batch processing. Mm-hmm. So some things you need to do quickly, alerts, alarms, things like that. Other things you really need to do large analytics and big data analytics on. So those are two different types of workloads. And today, up until we made Archive, we kind of made you do that yourself.
Right.
So it's like, come up with your own solution for that. We'll give you some APIs and whatever.
Right.
What we did instead was build in an Archive feature where what we'll do is push the data in a time and size window that you choose to a storage account of your choice.
Oh, cool.
And then instead of reading from Event Hubs or knowing anything about Event Hubs, you're just reading
from storage, right? Yep. Which you know, everyone knows, right? Okay. So you're basically saying we've converted this sort of do-it-yourself approach to sort of these big streaming problems into more of a fully managed service.
Totally managed and using tools you'll already know.
Yeah. Cool. So do you have something to show us, or is this mostly just chit-chat?
The chit-chat's good.
The chit-chat's good, but
I'd like to walk through it.
You're the best dressed person, I think, at Microsoft. Do you consider yourself that?
I've seen a challenger somewhere, but okay. I didn't know who it was.
Okay, it's a great tie.
I'll find them.
Okay. Let's start. Let's get into the demo. This is turned sideways. So, okay, what do you got here?
Sure. So what we're going to do is we have an Event Hub's namespace. So it's just like a fully qualified domain name, basically, that you can put stuff in. And what we're going to do is create an Event Hub to show how easy this is. So when I do this, I have to give it a name. I'll call it like, let's say my hub. I'm going to choose some stuff that you don't need to know too much about, just how many partitions, how long, how many days I want to keep the messages.
Okay.
I'm going to turn on Archive.
There you go.
And so from here, I get to pick my size window.
So you can just go with the defaults in these things when you set them up. That's good for most customers.
Unless you're doing tens of thousands of messages a second, the defaults are totally fine.
Got it. Okay, great.
Yeah. So in this case, I'm going to pick a time window. And since I want to show this working, I'm going to make it as short as possible, 1 minute.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ignore the size window. Whatever gets hit first will be the trigger. And now I need to select a storage account to put the data in. And so I've got a storage account here with a container in it called Archive.
There you go. Looks like it's all ready for us.
This one is. I made them this morning. So I know this will work, but this is a new Event Hub. And now I'm going to create it. So it's going to take a second. It's been here for just a second. And what I'll be able to do then is get the connection strings while we're waiting and actually be able to work with this thing. So if I go look at this.
There you go. Looks like that's created.
It is created.
We did not mess with the time here. That happened that fast. It's
a fast service.
This is real life right now.
Yep. So
it's not Tuesday though.
It is.
We can see the date on your computer. It says 10/19.
It's true.
All right, go, please.
We'll try and blur that out. So I'm going to copy out the key, and then I'm going to go over here and just open up a Python file that's doing some sending.
Okay, great.
This is using the Azure SDK. You're going to see my key, which is okay, because I'll delete this before you get a chance to really.
It looks like they had to import the service bus service here to get this.
Yep, having an import service. Everything else is pretty much just pretty standard Python stuff.
Yep, okay.
I think I called that my hub, and let's see, what did I call it? DJREH1. Yep. So now, if I just press send on this, or start, debug, what it's going to do, this is just doing a simple 10 sends in a loop. So it's going to send about 100 messages, and they're just telemetry.
So you scroll down a little bit. So this is just, you're saying this is basically just simulating like logging.
Yeah, this is the.
Right? So if you were running an app or you had written an app or something and then you had some logging here, this could basically be your output for that log.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's environmental data. So telemetry about
timestamp,
UV, temperature, things like that.
Yep.
And so I've sent some messages here. And what's going to happen now is that within a 1 minute window, they're going to show up in my Event Hub. And what I will see is, they're already in the Event Hub, but we're actually going to go look at the storage.
They immediately go into the Event Hub, but then because you're archived now, that's going to dump every 1 minute, it's going to dump what you've got into Event Hubs into your storage account.
Absolutely. And we're going to go look at the storage.
So again, without necessarily having to do anything to read out of the Event Hub, you can now take advantage of that huge, massive streaming capability of NetHub, and just dump it into storage then for your consumption.
Absolutely.
For your consumption pleasure.
And to just, again, work with the tools you've got. So you can see here, there's actually we make it look like folders. They're not really folders. You know, it's blob. So they're named based on the date, month, day, hour.
See, good thing I said what day it was, so people know now we're not cheating.
And you can see here that there's a 10.6 kilobyte file.
There
in
you
here.
Go. That just got sent.
That is right now.
That literally just happened.
It just happened. This is not made up. And what we can do is we can actually go look at the file. We can go open it.
By the way, that Explorer in the portal is a lot better than last time I looked.
So yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
We should be showing that one of these times.
Yeah. And so it's the raw file. Okay. This is an Avro file. So Avro is an open source platform for data encoding.
Yep.
It also has some encryption, which is cool stuff, and it's built-in support for all of the Hadoop tools, know how to speak Avro. So some easy tools to see it. Like if I look at this exact file, I can go just use a jar file and get some data out of it. In this case, I'm looking at the schema that's in it. That's why we use Avro, because we can put schema into the file.
You embed it into the file. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, anyone can read it, even if they have no idea about event hubs or anything like
exactly.
this.
Yeah. And the body here, which is the interesting stuff, that's me, my data, that's just bytes.
So that's
you can
cool.
put your own Avro into there.
And so was this schema defined by your app? So this schema was defined back in the Python app that you wrote?
This schema is the event hub schema.
Oh, got it. Okay, I follow. Okay. But it's embedded in the Avro file, so now anyone can read it.
Exactly.
Okay,
and there's a property bag here that you can put whatever you want.
You can put some sort of random stuff in if you want to.
And now I can do some more interesting things. Like if I go read these files, I can say, okay, well, let's just read them with Python. Python's pretty easy language to do this.
Yeah.
What's a good example you'd want to do this for? Okay, all the data is mixed together. All the devices are sending the same place.
Sure, sure.
Well, when you're doing processing, you might just want each device's data in a separate file.
That's right.
So what these...
So like every iTron meter is all sending into it, but maybe you want to pull it out and be like, hey, I want to find the one for this house.
Exactly. And so what this file's just going to do, and again, this has no imports for event hubs at all. It's just for Avro and Azure Storage.
Yeah, exactly, because you're just reading that schema straight from the file.
Exactly. And what
it's like magic. We are living in a magical world at this point.
We are. Messaging is the most successful when it's invisible. So what we're going to do here
quote.
Is just go and read the files. You can see it's downloading some non-empty files. And then what it's going to do on my local disk is break them into CSV files. And each of the CSVs
is
just
one of the devices.
One
and
device.
So then it's like, hey, this is, you know, my house, the meter from my house, and so you can go in and take a look at that. Yeah,
absolutely. And this gets a little more interesting if you work with some other Azure services in here. For instance, we can go in.
One of my favorites.
Look at functions.
Booyah.
Yes.
Which I've done two set shows now on.
I just watched
recently. Or maybe three, actually. No, I think I've done three, because I think I did one personally, and then I got a lot of negative feedback that it would look like garbage, so then we had to get the experts in.
Okay.
So I don't do demos anymore.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Because my demos are simple. Let's be nice.
It's okay.
They're simple.
So I've already gone and made the function here, but this will be good to walk through. The first thing I'm going to go do is turn it on. Because it's off. And now that the function's enabled, we can go look at what the code looks like.
Okay.
And this is why I think people love Node so much, is because the code to read JSON is nothing. So this is just some stuff to actually
You've got some built-in Avro into it, yeah?
Yeah, I did have to npm install Avro.js,
okay.
Which is like my only non-sort of
Oh, there you go. I see. Yep.
And within here,
but it reads
though,
the JSON very
yeah,
simply.
Yeah, these are the things.
Look at
this is ready to rock and roll.
And it pulls it out. And so basically, whenever one of those archive drops come in every minute, it's going to go run this function.
Absolutely. And that is, you can actually see it on the output here. I'll run this one last time.
So there you go. Run, drops into storage. This guy picks it up.
And we can see that it's actually just outputting the
look at that
JSON.
All right, and then of course you could do something with it. You could do an alert, or you could go dump it into a DocumentDB or something of this nature.
Do whatever you want at that point.
Golly. Yeah. Well, this is just cool. This is some cool stuff. Now, can we put links below? Because people are going to see this and they're going to be like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How do I go start, right?
Absolutely.
Can we put like links? We're going to put some links below that maybe will outline sort of the getting started for Event Hubs Archive and how to go play around with this and maybe some of the demos that you've shown. And so
the Python one's already up there and the Node one will be up this afternoon.
And the Node one through functions, you're saying?
The functions, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. This is great. Anything else? We're way over time at this point because of all my jokes.
Yeah,
if we cut all the jokes, it would have been a lot shorter, but then it would have been less fun.
The last thing I'd say is that you can archive across regions, so you can actually use
You can
this
archive
kind of
across
a,
regions.
A
so it's sort of like a DR story then, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness. And that's to our 36 announced regions. I'm supposed to put that in every one of my shows. All right, well, thank you so much, Dan, and thank you for joining us. If you have any questions for me or for Dan, please hit us up at #AzureTWC. And with that, have a wonderful Tuesday /1019 for us. See you later.
You're all set whenever you want to go, guys.
Now we're ready, Rick, after all this.
You do a clap.
After all this. That's going to dupe you. That's going to dupe you. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
You need this mouse here, or is this just kind of no man's land over here?
Yeah, it is no man's land.
I like to keep my workspace clean. All right. All right. We both look understanding, I think.
Yeah.
All right. And we're talking about...
Ben Hubzak.
I flew in last night. We're good. All right. You ready?